It's Monday, the 13th of April 2015, and I'm still in Riyadh. This morning I don't have anything to do at the conference, but I want to catch up with Jeff Norman and hear his session at 11:45. He's from McMaster University. I've got to know him here, very impressed with him, and he's talking about what works and what doesn't work in medical student assessment. And then I will attend a session in the afternoon with residents to talk about careers. I don't really know how that's going to go. I think they're mostly going to be medical, although I'm sure there will be some nurses there. This is a closed session for local resident doctors and nurses, with the conference speakers with no people from the Saudi Commission present, and the students write a report. And apparently these sessions have been quite influential in helping the Saudi Commission on Health Specialities to develop aspects of training here. Last night at dinner I sat next to Mike Parker, the president of the Royal College of Surgeons in England, and to our amazement we discovered that we'd both been at St James's Hospital in London at the same time and knew just about everyone, although we don't remember meeting each other. But he was obviously either a house officer or a junior registrar when I was a nursing student, and we remembered St James's Hospital in Balham in London very fondly. It's now been knocked down and turned into a shopping centre apparently, which is a great shame. So he's got some interesting views on nursing, and he had been consulted by Peter Carter, the outgoing General Secretary of the Royal College of Nursing, along with other Royal College heads, about the future of nursing. So it was quite interesting to speak to him, so we're going to keep in touch. He might be somebody worth bringing into contact with the Lancet Commission, although that's no longer specifically my responsibility now. So I've been to the gym for a final time here this morning, because I'll have to get up early tomorrow morning and go to the airport and fly to Jeddah. I'm still having a struggle speaking and constantly coughing, blowing my nose, having to drink water. The dust is just completely all pervasive here. Everything's covered in it. You get the impression your lungs are covered in it too. It really can't be healthy. So I'm really hoping, as I'm promised by my colleague Wafa down in Jeddah, that the air is clear and that it's also quite cool. And I see from the hotel where I'm located that it's very near the beach, and there are areas where people can walk and I hope run outside there. I'm really looking forward to that. The treadmill's okay, but it's a bit repetitive, a bit boring, and it does lead to certain kinds of injury. So I won't be sorry to not to have to do that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, Roger Watson, University of Hull. Thanks to both parties. I'd like to speak in favour of Dr. Trakonis. There isn't a motion as such, because I think what Jeff did really was showed us how to make e-learning more effective by skipping the virtual reality and skipping the animations and skipping the text. And I think you showed us that it's just as effective as other methods. It's not necessarily better. I'm very much in favour of e-learning. I use it a lot myself, mainly for reasons of convenience, because it's very convenient to travel the world and teach your students. But I think there's a couple of myths that have got to be dispelled about e-learning. One, it's not for a mass market. A great deal of thought has to go into e-learning, and it really suits small groups much better than large groups, because you need interaction with students. And I think the other myth about e-learning on the negative side is that people say you don't get to know your students, you don't get interaction with your students. My experience is that interactions with students on e-learning are very intimate and very prolonged and very much in depth compared with knowing people in tutorial situations or lectures, where you very often don't get to know people's names. You do get to know people very well on e-learning, and you get to know their foibles and their strengths and their weaknesses. Thank you very much.
To whom next, James?
All right, we have a gentleman there whose hand is up. And you're off.
Yeah. I'm with the Norman Robinson Museums.
Well, that's my last full day in Riyadh over. I leave early tomorrow morning. Hope I leave at 7:45. There was a bit of confusion over the transport today. I'm still not absolutely convinced that the lady who was organising it got it right, and she also seemed to want to organise my transport when I came back to Riyadh next Friday, when I don't actually need any. All I do is change terminals at the airport. However, we shall see. And I tried to tape Jeff Norman's keynote today, also tried to video it for a YouTube, and I was intending to put the whole thing up as a podcast on YouTube, but the sound quality in the room was so bad I've had to abandon that. A bit of a waste of time, but it was an excellent keynote, as I noted earlier. So I've just been for dinner with James Ware, who invited me here from the Saudi Commission on Health Specialities, and with Jeff Norman, and with Mike Parker from the Royal College of Surgeons, and John Norsini from Philadelphia. I put some laundry down this morning, and it came back, and it cost, in UK money, £65. I've never paid so much for laundry anywhere in my life. Things are clearly not cheap here. What really annoyed me was that they didn't take my credit card when I came here and stood in the room demanding payment when they came up. I've never really seen such a ridiculous system. I'll be quite frank about this hotel. It's not a very good one. It's a chain of hotels. I think they're German in origin. It's the Burj Rafal Hotel. It's Kempinski is the chain, and this hotel is just over a year old, and I think they're still having a lot of teething problems. I know this is beginning to sound a bit like a TripAdvisor entry, but there's a very bad smell up on the floor where I am. Not in the room, thankfully, but out in the corridor. It's clearly a smell from the drains, and I'm not surprised, because in my room there's a walk-in shower, and the first morning I flooded all of the tiled part of the floor here. The water just flows out. The drains are clear, but obviously the angle of the floor isn't correct. There's some sort of amazing array of switches to work the lights and the air conditioning, but in fact all I can do is put the whole lot on or off, and the air conditioning only works when I take my key card out of the power slot at the front door. My door doesn't always shut when I close it behind me. It doesn't always lock, at any rate, and then other times I hear it clicking when I put the key card next to the sensor, and I can't get it open without putting my shoulder against it and pushing it. And otherwise, I have found, to be honest, the service to be fairly poor and fairly sporadic. All very friendly and nice, but to be frank, quite useless. So I don't often complain about hotels, especially when they're on the whole and mostly being paid for by other people, but This is a bit of an apology for a 5-star hotel, I have to say, and I certainly would have no intention of coming back.